It took less than a day from the time Reyes was checked in with ICE in Phoenix for her to be deported. Her attorney, Ray Ibarra Maldonado, says that's caused a flood of calls from clients in similar circumstances.
A check-in, the purpose of it, is to bring you in, run your fingerprints, make sure you haven't done anything wrong in the last 6 months or a year. How are we going to check on people now when they're so afraid to come in that they're hiding from you?
To get a sense of how this case is reverberating among immigration attorneys in Arizona, I'm joined by Mo Goldman, who practices in Tucson. And Mo, from your perspective, how do you see the administration's new policies playing out?
Well, I think that at this juncture, we're seeing a lot of confusion within, you know, our own practices, our clients, and it all comes from the top down. I mean, you know, these orders that came out initially had a lot of people confounded about what it means to them. And of course, there's a lot of concern and fear out there. Now, as far as how it's being laid out, you know, a lot of us are on eggshells still, waiting to see what's going to happen next, how local immigration offices are going to enforce the current immigration priorities. And so that is obviously a situation where there's a lot of fear and anxiety out there.
Have you been getting more phone calls over the past days and weeks?
I would say that our calls and emails have probably doubled or tripled.
Wow.
We are getting a lot more people coming in, especially, you know, clients that we've represented over the years where we had, you know, cases that were either administratively closed or people who were not considered a deportation priority under the Obama administration. Many of those individuals are now contacting us and reaching out to see what these new priorities mean to them as far as potentially being targeted for deportation.
What are you able to tell them, especially given the level of confusion that you mentioned?
Well, a lot of it is case by case. And so there are some people who may still be eligible for relief from being deported. In those cases, you know, of course, we're telling them to make sure that they have all their evidence and documentation in order as far as proving how long they've been in the United States and that they have good moral character. And, you know, meet the basic requirements to at least fight their deportation. For other individuals, we're basically telling them about what they're most likely to expect if they do get called in to ICE or if they get their case put back on the docket in front of the immigration court. And in those cases, we're telling them what the ramifications of that could be, especially if they already have an outstanding order of deportation, like what happened in Phoenix with Guadalupe.
For the clients who are contacting you, are they fearful? Are they confused? I mean, how are they doing?
I think there is a mix of both confusion and fear. And it doesn't go just to the undocumented community. It's extending out to people with green cards.
Is it fair to say that the somewhat dizzying pace of activity in terms of executive orders being filed and court action and different things happening seemingly from hour to hour, is it fair to say that that is sort of not helping in terms of trying to gain some clarity here?
It's muddying the water, so to speak, in that as lawyers, it's just so hard to keep up from 1 hour to the next on what is going on. And so it's dizzying, to say the least, and it really does cause a lot of confusion. And, you know, what ends up happening is not only do the lawyers get confused and professionals, but imagine the mass population out there. I mean, it just is not fair to them to, you know, be in this state of suspense, basically.
Mo Goldman is an immigration attorney based in Tucson. Mo, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.